The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Back in the 1930s, FDR took the word liberal, which means small government, ability to choose your own path in life. They took the word liberal away, which removed the chair. Liberals now, classic liberals, are libertarians. But it used to mean liberal. Libertarian was liberal. And the confusion started there. I'm going to chart a course for you in the next couple of days to show you how these words are starting to be exposed for what they really are. Liberal then suddenly became progressive. Progressive now, the mask has come off. Everybody is a socialist. Well, that's because that's what progressive meant in the first place. Well, the same thing now is happening to the Republicans and the conservatives. Conservatives, were you actually progressives from the beginning? Which means you're a socialist. You're just the part of the Progressive Party that is rah-rah USA. Is that what you were? Because that, in the end, makes you a national socialist. Nobody wants to be a national socialist. But that is exactly the way the media is going to paint the conservatives. The conservative movement is under attack. And it is under attack not just from the media, but it is under attack from national socialists themselves, called the alt-right. And the Republican Party must do more to distance itself from the alt-right. We must take up the mantle of being the hunters of the alt-right, to expose them in every sense of the word. If it doesn't, people like congressional candidate Arthur Jones of Illinois are going to create some really big headaches and create a new impression. And actually, Jones already is. He was on CNN this morning talking about Jews. And what did CNN do? Make sure that that was the Republican candidate. On Tuesday, Chicago Sun-Times headline, it read, Holocaust denier poised to claim GOP nomination in Illinois race for Congress. The only reason why he's poised to grab that nomination is because there's no one challenging him. How about this one from the Huffington Post? An actual Nazi is about to become the only GOP candidate in congressional race. What do these headlines seem to be saying? I'll tell you what they're saying. Republican bigots. They're now, the mask has come off, and they're running Nazis for Congress. That's what they're saying. It's not that the headlines aren't true. 70-year-old Arthur Jones is in fact a Nazi. He actually prefers to call himself a national socialist. Now, what part of the word socialist has anything to do with Tea Party or constitutionalists? It has everything to do with progressives. He's the former head of the Nazi Party, and he now heads the group called, unfortunately, for the Republicans, America First. The America First Committee. He has a section on his website claiming the Holocaust is a lie. However, the headlines are misleading because the Illinois Republican Party is not associating with Jones in any way, shape, or form. They have nothing to do with him. In fact, the GOP has issued a statement saying the Illinois Republican Party and our country have no place for Nazis like Arthur Jones. We strongly oppose his racist views and his candidacy for any public office. The headache for the Republicans is that no one has stepped up to run against Jones in the Republican primary for Illinois 3rd Congress, Congressional District. It doesn't matter if you win or not. You have to take a stand against him. Jones has tried and failed 5 times before to win the nomination, but he's about to become the Republican nominee by default. Jones doesn't have any Republican challengers because no Republican has won the House seat in this Democratic-dominated dominated district since 1975. But the media coverage heading into the midterm elections will not reflect the nuance of this particular situation. Arthur Jones is about to gift to the media 9 months of Republican bashing stories about how evil GOPs nominate the Nazis. Arthur Jones is an unashamed racist. He is a Nazi. He is a self-proclaimed national socialist. He says he regrets voting for Donald Trump because Trump has, quote, surrounded himself with hordes of Jews, end quote. Anyone with an ounce of common sense can easily see that this guy is a nobody and a nut job. But in our current climate, the left-wing media will have a field day tying Jones and his Nazi credentials to the Republicans, the Republican Party, Donald Trump, and you, no matter how you voted, if you were a conservative. Conservatives, Republicans, you better wake up and get ahead of this PR nightmare. And for goodness sake, find someone who will challenge this guy. It's gonna be easy. All you have to do is say, I'm not a Nazi.
It's Thursday, February 8th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So the last 2 days on television, I have been making this very point, but in a different way. And he is a good example of why I said last night, on my TV show, I said, this is probably the most important episode that I have done since we met during the exposés of Soros and the Tides Foundation. Because this is a global Tides Foundation, also socialist, about the conservative movement. And you can look at a guy like Jones and say, well, he's just one guy. You can look at the Nazis in Germany and say, well, it's just one group. But it's not. It is absolutely not. And Americans have got to wake up to this. And the conservatives are the only ones that are going to be able to do this. Because I'm telling you, the media already thinks, because they are all progressives. And progressives, what liberal meant was a softer word that FDR stole to try to hide the fact that they were progressives, because Wilson scared the country so much on what progressives, he wrecked the word progressive, because they realized, oh my gosh, this is one giant world order. This is communism under another name. And they did not want anything to do with it. So he took the word progressive away. I'm sorry, liberal away. And he replaced progressive with the word liberal. That's not what liberal meant. But people were comfortable with that because that's who people were. So once they discredited liberalism and everybody realized that's not what liberal is supposed to mean, and it became a dirty word, they went back to the original progressive. But what is the word progressive? Why did they choose the word progressive? What are you progressing towards? Socialism. It's why now progressives are not as big as they were just 8 years ago. Notice everybody, the mask is coming off, a prediction I made years ago. The mask will come off and everybody will say, yeah, I am a socialist, because you know what? This doesn't work. It's not that they're changing their mind. That's what progressive means. Socialism. And socialism in the end means total control. Whether that is a communist socialist or a national socialist. Now, the conservative movement, the conservatives were the Republicans, but Theodore Roosevelt was the one who brought the Progressive Party in the first place. So the Republicans were the first progressives. But he made sure that everybody looked at that Republican Party as a very pro-American. Let me say that again, a very pro-American conservative movement, one that held up religious values and one that was strong about the country, because the Democrats, they were all about later the UN. They were all about international bodies. We were about American. Well, this was the split in the 1930s that the rest of the world went through. We didn't. We lied to our politicians, lied to us. They said they were progressives and conservatives. The rest of the world in the 1930s told the truth. We're communists or we're fascists. We're communist international socialists, or we're just the opposite. We're national socialists. Socialism was in both parties. One just held up the international flag, the UN. The other held up the U.S. flag. They became national socialists. Now, is that who we are? Because I do not believe that the average person, at least outside of the millennial class, is a communist or a Nazi. I don't believe that. Maybe there's 10%. Maybe 10% on each side. But that leaves 80% of us who say, no, I don't want either one of those. Things are being exposed. People and movements are being exposed, and they are being recreated. If you remember, I told you on Fox, and it's why they made fun of me about the Nazi movement, because I kept bringing up the Nazis, because I said, what is the point of never forget if you can't remember what the seeds are that are being planted? And the seeds have been planted. And I want you to hear me, please. Please, I beg of you, hear me on this. The seeds are being planted in Europe, and they are being planted here at the same time. But we are looking at people like Jones and saying, well, he's just one guy. What's the big deal? No, he's not. No, he is not. 2 days ago, I told you about this 120 decibel movement that is happening. And it sure makes a lot of sense. If you look it up and you see the videos, you're seeing these people who have been victimized by the refugees from the Middle East that are all pouring in, over a million pouring into to Europe and flooding the cities. And you don't know who's who. Many of them are Islamic extremists. It's why violence has gone through the roof. It's why rape has gone through the roof in places like Sweden, Austria, Germany, France, England, and nobody's willing to say anything. And because no one is willing to say the truth, well, when you finally hear somebody say, you know what, this is a problem, and we have to stand up for our women because they're being raped. We have to stand up for our faith because there are churches being burned, people being killed, ritual killings. This has got to stop. And because nobody is willing to say that in power, when somebody finally does stand up, people listen. But what is it they're really saying? Well, I'm a liberal. No, you're not. Well, yes, I'm a progressive. No, that's not what you really are. Okay, well, I'm a socialist. Okay. You're getting warmer. Last night, I laid out on the chalkboard, and I want you to go with me for the next few minutes on something that directly affects you. And if conservatives are not the ones to know this, be the watchdog for it, blow the whistle the hardest, we are going to be in the dustbin of history. Because the media is incentivized to make sure that you look just like that guy in Illinois.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.